Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 309. Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, part 2, by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Like earlier in the week, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first so that this makes a lot more sense to you. That's episode 308. And now I'm super excited to read part 2 of JC's post because this is where he gets into goal setting. For those of you longtime listeners, you know I'm a big fan of not only just goal setting, but writing those goals down. So let's hear what JC has to say in part 2 of this episode as we optimize your life. Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Goal setting for the physique conscious. While I wish this muscle and strength building process took only a few short weeks, or that we could go pop a pill and wake up the size of Jay Cutler, I'm afraid those ideas are nothing but lustful infatuations. What we must realize is while this road will have its fair share of bumps, bruises, and periods where you get royally pissed off at your rate of progress, it's certainly a pursuit worthy of your time and hard work, I promise. The problem I noticed most frequently is a lack of goals or purpose. What's your reason for training? You should be utterly honest with your answer. Do you wish to compete as a bodybuilder? Do you have aspirations to set a local powerlifting record? Or do you simply want to impress your girlfriend? Regardless of your reasons, I encourage you to figure them out. Once you know what you're training for, you can begin to think about what you'd like to accomplish. The first step in the goal setting process is deciding exactly what it is you'd like to do. In order to bench press twice your body weight, you must first assess your current situation. How far have you come and how far do you have to go? Is it realistic to add 60 pounds to your bench press in 6 weeks or 6 months? What happens after you reach your goal? Do you continue making progress, aiming for another believable benchmark, or do you actually regress for lack of training-related goals? The second step is to think about oneself as an individual. How are you built? Do you naturally carry a decent amount of lean body mass? Are you naturally skinny with small joints? Have you recently shed a lot of body fat and are consumed with worry about the possibility of regaining the weight? You'll have to make an honest, objective judgment about your goals and how realistic they are for you. If you're naturally skinny and have a smaller than average skeletal structure, competing as a bodybuilder on the pro level might not be completely realistic for you. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible, but only with time and proper training will you ever know. If you're prone to gaining lots of body fat rather quickly, the buffet every day approach to gaining muscle mass is probably not in your best interest. Finally, after you've set your goals and know where you're going, there's one more thing you'll need to implement. This part is where the work is truly required. Develop your plan and plan to develop. By this point, you should be familiar with this recipe for success. Sound training plus ample time plus adequate rest and nutrition equals your success in building radical strength and muscle mass. Now for the fun part, it's time to pick your plan of attack. If you've got some ideas for your training, hold them in comparison to those in the past who have built great physiques. What did they do? Take into account their training history and body type, then model what they're doing. How much time do you have to train? How much time do you want to spend in the gym? Pick a routine that's worked for many. The 5x5 variations are great for strength and size. many of the upper-lower split variations are equally impressive. If your goal is to create a training effect each and every workout, HCT12 is also a fine choice. Next, focus more of your effort on the big picture, your goals, getting stronger, eating well, maintaining good health and life balance, as opposed to the minutiae and minor details. There's no need to worry about whether or not you're eating too much protein in one meal or if you miss a workout due to the occasional family or work-related obligation. After you've chosen your plan of attack and have decided to make things happen, it's time to create some benchmarks. Go through life without any way to measure progress is like walking blindfolded from France to Jamaica. You're never going to get there. Determine some challenging yet achievable checkpoints you'd like to measure yourself every 2 to 3 months. If your chin-ups are weak and you set a goal to do 20 reps with your body weight, give yourself a deadline and then test how much better you are in 8 to 12 weeks. If you started out only doing 5 or 6 and end up doing 17 to 18 during your testing period, you may not have reached your actual goal, but you've made a ton of progress. Your original goal won't be but a few weeks away, if that. The same ideology applies to all aspects of your training. The most important part is to remain objective and realistic. If something's not working, it's time for a change. If you've been on the same routine for 6 months and are still progressing, there's no need to change it up. In other words, don't try to fix what isn't broken. In the end, reaching your goals is all about maintaining a long-term perspective as well as a practical approach. Figure out what you want, create a plan to get there, and most importantly, keep your eyes on the prize. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, earlier this week, I talked about gaining perspective. I love that JC mentioned to not always focus on the minutiae, like how much protein did I get with this snack and this meal, and how much total did I get each day? Getting caught up in those kinds of details can actually hinder your progress. But instead, as he mentioned, set somewhat realistic goals. And what I would encourage you to do is, of course, write those goals down. When you're at the gym, write down how many sets and reps and what weight you used. Again, it's not only great to make those connections in your brain when you write these things down, but it's a great way to look back at your notes on those days when you feel like, I'm not making any progress, what's the point? Look back at your notes and see how far you've come. If you shoot for the moon but only reach the stars, you've still gone a long way. Now, before I go, if you want to meet some like-minded people and participate in bonus book giveaways and a lot more, come join our Facebook group. You can search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts in Facebook to find us and request access. Or use the shortcut link. It's oldpodcast.com/Facebook. All right, that's it for Thursday's episode. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.